Maseches Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, it's 4-4. The previous Mishnah had said that while the usual rule is one must distance from a vineyard 4 amos before planting grains or greens, and if he has a single individual vine, the distance would be 6 tefachim. But if there is a partition that separates between the grapevines and the grains or greens, then there's no problem on planting on either side up to the wall. So in other words, from a bird's eye view, the distance between the grapevine and the wheat stalk could be, 2 inches if between the two of them is a partition. That was the previous Mishnah. Now this Mishnah here is going to say that mechitza sakanim, if the partition you use isn't even a solid wall. In the previous Mishnah we said there's no thickness requirement, which is why it could be paper thin, and that's so you could have 2 inches, so to speak, between the vine and the wheat stalk. But here we're saying a mechitza sakanim, if the partition is not even a solid partition at all, it's just a series of poles, one after the other. A kana is like a stick or a reed, like bamboo or something. So that's also an effective partition. And im ein ben kana lechavero, provided that the distance between each stake in the ground is less than shlosha tefachim, 3 tefachim, about, let's say, 11 inches, something like that. So if there's less than 3 tefachim, 3 handbreadths, 11 inches between one pole in the ground and the next pole in the ground, so a rule kicks in, and that rule is called lavud. I'm actually not sure what the etymology of the word lavud is, to be totally honest. But the word lavud is the notion, the legal notion, that if two things are within 3 tefachim of one another, it's as if they're connected for the sake of establishing a partition. And that being the case, if one wants to plant a vineyard on the west and a wheat field on the east, the previous Mishnah said you need to put a wall 10 tefachim high. And that wall has no thickness requirements. It'd be paper thin, but it's a wall. This Mishnah is saying the truth is no walls required. You can just put a series of poles in the ground on that dividing line between the vineyard and the wheat. And that being the case, you wouldn't even 2 inches. You could be, so to speak, be 1/2 inch apart, if you will, as long as you just don't violate the line that is delineated by the poles. Then you can have one section be vineyard, one section be wheat field, let's say, and the poles act as a partition. And we legally imagine, that the poles define a contiguous solid wall, a solid partition. That's the rule of lavud. So the Mishnah therefore says, mechitza sakanim, if your partition is made out of poles. Ve'im ein bein kan lechavero shlosha tefachim, if the distance between one pole and the next is less than 3 tefachim, kadei shikanas hagadi, which would be the width which would allow for a goat to pass through. That is to say, the notion of 3 tefachim is, if it's less than that, that would stop a goat from going through easily. If it's 3 tefachim or more, then goats could go through. And the idea is that essentially the Chazal's intuition, if a goat could pass through, then it would not be an effective partition, and therefore we need to be within 3 tefachim of one to the next. So then, hare zu kemechitza, then that string of poles, that series of poles, is effective in establishing a partition, and you could plant the vineyard on one side of the poles and the field of grain on the other side of the poles. The geder shnifrat, a new din here. If you have a geder, we're back to a wall, and that wall, we said you could plant on either side of the wall, one side vineyard, one side grain, no problem. What happens if you have a pirtza, a breach in that wall? So the idea would be now that there's no thing between where your vines are growing and where your wheat is growing. So just like in the previous clause of the Mishnah, we said that's okay because we can make a legal connection between the poles and imagine there's something, an invisible line that passes between the poles that separates clearly, and therefore not that there's a wheat field on one side and a grape vineyard at the other side. So too, if you have a pirtza, a breach in a wall, since it's clear that there's a wall running here, even if there's no actual wall physically present, you are allowed to plant on either side of the breach and allowed to have wheat on one side and vines on the other side, even though there's nothing physically dividing between the two. What's the size that a breach could be? Ad asara amos, vast. It could be up to 10 amos wide. So you have a large wall. Let's say, for argument's sake, the wall is 100 feet long. In the middle of the wall, some there's a breach, some walls, you know, get broken down, some stones are removed, whatever the story is. Even if that is up to 10 amos wide, so an amma, let's say, is 18 inches, a foot and a half, so it could be, you know, 13, 14 feet across of gap in the wall, without any problem, you could plant the wheat on the one side of where the wall used to be, and the grapes on the other side of where the wall used to be, and although there's nothing actually dividing the wheat from the grapes for 10, 12, 14 feet, not a problem. Harehi kapesach, it's the exact same as if there'd be an intentional entranceway, meaning like a gate or a door, in the wall where the din is the same, that you could plant on either side of the door or doorway or wall, or breach for that matter, no problem. Yasser mikain, however, if the width of the breach exceeds 10 amos, something like around, you know, 5 meters, I don't know, 15, 16 feet, at that point, so then, keneged ha-pirtza aser, you no longer can allow wheat or any other grain to be on one side of where the wall used to be, and grapevines on the other side of where the wall used to be, within dalet amos one or the other, because essentially we say that that breach is so large, it's now that you have two separate walls, and where the breach is, there's no wall at all. If it'd be less than 10 amos across of the breach, then we say it's one single contiguous wall, just with an opening in the middle. What happens if nifritzu bo pirtzos harbe? What happens if you have multiple breaches in the wall? Each breach is less than 10 amos, but you have lots of them. So do we say it's like one wall just with a lot of holes, each one, you know, imaginarily connected to the main wall? Or do we say we have several separate walls where the walls aren't there between one and the next, where the breach is, one couldn't plant grain on one side and a vineyard on the other side? So the answer is, im ha'omed meruba al ha'parutz, if the amount of wall still standing exceeds the amount of wall that has fallen down, meaning for argument's sake, if your wall were 100 feet long, so as long as you have 51 feet of the wall still standing, even if 49 feet of the wall fell in various places, as long as none of the individual places is more than 10 amos across, so then you're allowed to plant along the entire border defined by the wall and where the wall used to be. Not a problem. It's considered one single wall, just with many breaches. Ima parts meruba la omed, on the other hand, if there's more that has fallen than standing, so your 100-foot wall now is 51 feet is open and 49 feet still stand, so then we look at it as each of the different sections that are still standing are a separate wall, and there's no invisible line connecting one wall to the next part of the wall, and therefore, kenegeda pirtza aser, every area where there's a pirtza, a breach in the wall, you'd have to make sure that the distance between the remaining grain and the vineyard is now back up to 4 amos, because we look at the various breaches in the wall as being non-existent, because the majority of the wall has fallen down.